The world was watching yesterday when U.S. President Donald Trump made his first address to the United Nations. Its general debate is taking place this week at the U.N. headquarters in New York City. President Trump has repeatedly criticized the organization for not taking enough action to achieve its goals, which include international governments working together to solve world problems. In his address yesterday, the U.S. leader said America hoped the U.N. would be more accountable and effective in the days ahead. And he echoed a phrase he used during his presidential inauguration speech on January 20th.
I will always put America first. Just like you, as the leaders of your countries, will always and should always put your countries first. The United States will forever be a great friend to the world, and especially to its allies. But we can no longer be taken advantage of or enter into a one-sided deal where the United States gets nothing in return.
One such deal the president mentioned was the international nuclear agreement with Iran, which was reached in 2015. He also spoke out against terrorists and the countries that support them, and he took aim at North Korea and its dictator Kim Jong-un. President Trump controversially called him Rocket Man and said that if the U.S. were forced to defend itself or its allies, it would, quote, totally destroy North Korea. But he added that he hoped this wouldn't be necessary, and he thanked the other U.N. members involved in imposing new economic penalties on North Korea. Those haven't been effective in the past to stop the nation's weapons programs.